Survive. I'm in now, ain't it?
You're home now. What's
now
up?
You're good.
What's
yeah.
up?
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, sorry about that gay boy picture, mate. That's what you're seeing there on the Skype. What am I saying? What's up? It's just you are so committed to your theory of what happened on 9/11 that I don't think that helps.
Is what Why I'm don't saying. You think it helps?
Because you could well be wrong.
Okay, what's your theory on 9/11?
Well, it's exactly that. It's a theory. Because we don't have the full information. We haven't got it. So we can
okay.
only...
It's a theory, but the theory that I'm working off of right now is something that I can actually see with my own eyes, and I can see computer imagery moved around, and I can see pictures of New York that don't line up with real photographs, and I can see shadows going in wrong directions.
Right, and I've seen all that.
It's a little different than some of the other theories, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, is it? The no plane theory and all that?
There's no, it seems that you're trying to compare it to the no plane theory, but it's a lot deeper than that. I'm not just some person that studied
right.
the no plane theory.
Hollow buildings as well.
I've spent the last 6 months studying collapse footages, and I'm telling you, the collapse footages aren't even consistent. They don't even match up.
Okay.
I could show you pictures where the north side of the whole World Trade Center is in the shade. And then the same shot 5 minutes later, it's in the complete sunlight. How is that possible?
I've seen the pictures before. I saw you've made a good presentation of all the bits put together. You've gone further than any other no planers. I agree with that. But okay. What I'm trying to say is, and I've seen there's a bloke in England. He's really into his UFOs, but he's also a mechanical engineer by trade before he got into it, and he's shown the trajectories of the flight path, especially the south building. So if you took the aeroplane out, and so he argued that was superimposed over an object, over an orb object, and so on. So what I'm trying to say is you're just so committed to it, you could well be wrong. We're not going to know for sure until we have the Rumsfelds and their masters interviewed. Now, the way we get that is not by arguing whose theory, and then trying to tell that theory to A, the whole movement.
That's bullshit. What if I think I'm right, and I know I'm right, and I have video proof of it, I'm not supposed to show people, and
listen,
I'm supposed to just wait and wait to see what happens to Rumsfeld?
Trying to make in the chat. This is the point I was trying to make in the chat. Your video proof, you don't even understand it. So when you freeze frame something that's only being filmed at 25 frames a second, and your object is coming in at 500 miles, you're not getting a picture. You need to record that.
Are you trying to give me plane mechanics right now?
Say again?
Because is the next thing you're going to tell me that an aluminum plane can cut through a building at 555 miles an hour? Is that where this is going next?
No, I would never say that. But I would then say to you, let's take a standard aluminum plane at 550 knots an hour. Let's put, say, 3/4 of fuel in it, because it's only got to fly to the other side of the coast. It won't need to be fully laden.
Yeah.
You can work out the momentum, and you can start doing those calculations through physics, and you can put that up. Now, if you could put that up and prove through that calculation that a standard aluminium plane with that much weight in it, made of that structure going to those steel girders, is impossible, well, then you'll have a point.
Why do we need to do that when we can prove that they animated the plane and there's pictures of the plane with the wings missing?
No, you can't prove that because you're not proving that because that was my point. There's bits of the plane missing, you're saying, but you've captured it on regular footage, which is what, 24, 25 frames a second. If you actually did the mathematics, if you actually studied
bits of a plane. There's planes where the planes, it's in complete sunlight, but it's dark. Then there's other ones where it's completely white. And then there's different videos. It's totally different trajectories.
You're working
it's
off
all
of
these impossible perspectives from 47 people with cameras that day happened to be lucky enough to capture an airplane with a video camera doing 550 miles an hour. You couldn't capture my car doing 70 down the street if you weren't ready for it. And you're going to tell me 47 people turned their cameras and caught a 555-mile-an-hour plane, hit the side of a building that you barely have a view of anywhere in New York? It's bullshit.
Well, I'll be with you on the bit where it's bullshit, but you're operating off of the footage that you've been given, which was available from TV footage and reposted up onto the YouTube. And all that,
how much
of that has been doctored?
I understand that, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. Yes, I understand footage from them, and their footage is fake. That's my point. Yes, my point is their footage is fake because they covered what really happened.
How do you know all their footage is fake? You see, how do you know all their footage is fake? And how do you know any of it is fake, but you can say it's doctored? I would go with
you. Okay, you want me to use different terminology? Their footage isn't fake. Their footage is doctored.
It's quite important. It is quite important if you understand what words mean between fake and doctored. Because fake gives something like, oh, you've just made
fake
it up.
Fake and doctored does mean the same thing. If you took a piece of footage and you faked it, and you took a piece of footage and you doctored it, you did the same fucking thing to it.
Call in. Fake would mean that's been CGI'd just like a Disney film or whatever the films are, pixel film. That's fake. Doctored is, that's the film, but we've adjusted the colour on it. Or we've adjusted this on it. So there's a big difference between fake and doctored. All right?
Okay, now, so let's use your word. Which one's yours? Yours is doctored? Okay, so they took doctored photo. So what are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me that they had fake planes, animations, but real buildings? No, I did not even say that.
I want to know what your theory is. I did not say that.
Well, tell me what you're saying. All I say is
that the official story, the official line of the two planes coming in regular aluminium planes, because I haven't done the calculation either, even though I did do a little bit of physics. I haven't done the calculation.
Go ahead.
It's 20 years and more since I've been at college. But you can do it. If you know the structure of how an aeroplane is, and the top half of an aeroplane is basically the bottom half of a rowing boat. It's a few ribs and a bit of aluminium stretched over the top. The nose cone is carbon fiber. But you can work it out with momentum and speed and all that stuff. It can be done on bits of paper. I haven't been bothered to do it. But the point, retracing it back, that the point you asked me was... I asked you what you think happened. What I do know is, mate, the official story, that planes went in there, the fire softened the steel for then the top blocks to fall through the building, causing a cascading pancake collapse.
So your story is basically the official story that the airplane hit the building.
No, listen to me, that's the official story. That's what we do know, and that we can just laugh at.
Dude, that's not what we do know. That's what you know, and pretty much anybody that's never studied 9/11 or maybe every 9/11 troll knows. Buildings don't melt from airplanes. No steel frame building has ever fell. As a matter of fact, still since 9/11.
What we've got is an agreement. That's what we've got. We know that the official story is bullshit. So we take that official story and we show it to everybody who was psyoped by it.
Because our sides are so different.
I was ready to nuke Saudi Arabia that fucking day, mate, before the Muslims got too powerful. That's what I was chatting in the pub that night. I was psyoped. I was angry, mate. I wanted to nuke the desert out there straight away. That's where my head was at. I was in a state of shock and awe. I was psyoped. And a lot of people, they're still psyoped. And a lot of them, this human ego comes into it, and they won't back down that they've been an idiot for so long. All we have to do is take the official story and Building 7, and you stick it in their faces. You don't need to explain to them that this was CGI, or this is my belief.
Yes, you do! Yes, you need to explain everything! You can't keep leaving parts out! You just don't leave parts out! That's called gatekeeping! When you leave parts out, that's called gatekeeping! Why don't you want them looking at the CGI? Because you give them the ultimate rabbit trail with the goddamn Building 7 and the rest of it. And you don't want them to know about the media complicity. Because once they know about the media complicity, you can't tell us stories anymore. No more stories. No more moon hoax. No more 9/11. No fake alien invasion. None of that fake shit. You can't tell us any more stories once we know. They will protect the media till the end. That's what it's about. You don't want us to know it's CGI because it was CGI. It was Hollywood. Hollywood made that movie. Go get me a victim. I'm right here. I'm waiting still. I'm still waiting for one of those victims to sue me, by the way. Brian S. Stavely, Lowell, Massachusetts. You tell them I said they're fake.
Brian, we're on the same side, mate. Your passion is good. But listen, we're on
dude,
the, we're
you're
on
telling
the same...
me the planes are real, dude. That we're so far past that, dude.
What?
I got no, past that within my first month.
No. Let's slow down. You are well past that. You are well past
well,
that.
Well, where are you? What are you looking at?
What am I looking at is the collapse of the buildings on the official story of planes hitting them. That's what you sell because that brings them down. That brings them down, not the tower.
But that's never happened before in the history of the world. Precisely. So how does that happen?
Because Mark Humphreys told you that in the street? You've got it, Brian. You've got it. Because that's never happened. And nothing even hit Building 7. That's all we need to take them out of power. That's all we need. Once they're out of power, once they're interviewed, and once they're given some enhanced
who's
interviewing,
they?
Then we will have the full information.
Who's
as
they?
It turns out, it
who's
might
they? The
well
people that already got reelected? The people that already got elected out of office? How about they, the media, that actually pulled off this complicity? How about Fox, CNN, ABC, BBC? How about all those people?
An awful lot are coming down, mate, but we're only going to get them down once you start keeping it real. Now, if you keep it real,
dude, nobody keeps it more real than I am. I'm trying to expose
about
everybody that does that did
your...
this.
Mate, who's going to listen to that?
We've
already agreed that the vast majority are still in a state of psyop.
Real quick. Hold on, let me butt in. But you know why people won't listen to it? Because the other people have told them that it's nonsense. They won't even look at it because they've been told it's nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not, Justin,
I'm not writing it off as nonsense.
You even labeled me as a no-planer. Okay, so you're down with that whole nonsense, no planers, yada, 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 labels. Screw the labels. There were no planes on 9/11. Any serious researcher worth their salt knows that. If you don't know that, buddy, why are you even calling this show? Because you're
listen,
just wasting
mate.
Our fucking time.
Listen, mate, you're not a serious researcher. You haven't even done your calculations.
Oh, I'm not, but you are, and you think there were four airplanes. I get it.
Hey, if your serious research is watching YouTube, you are not a serious researcher.
Oh, and you think I just sit here and watch YouTube? I spend more time studying 9/11 than everybody you know. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do know myself. All right? So
who are you? And what's your name? What's your website? Who are you?
Mate, I'm not after a name.
Oh, I thought you know you. What's your name, buddy? You're the big guy out there.
I have no intention of making my
name known. You're a troll. You're a troll, dude.
And
you're a government troll.
So you've called me a gatekeeper, and you've called me a troll.
That's right, I have. Because you told me it doesn't matter if it was CGI. They don't need to know. I'd say that's a gatekeeping information, and that's exactly when I said it. Hey, Megan, guess what? You're the first guy I'm hanging up on. See you later.